Is China trying to be a peacemaker? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Its leader Xi Jinping is in Russia now for talks with President Vladimir Putin, whose war in Ukraine is in its 13th month.
President Xi is calling his first trip to Moscow in 4 years a journey of peace, issuing a statement that reads, quote, conflict and war benefit no one. U.S. officials are highly skeptical about this sentiment, maintaining that China is still considering providing Russia with lethal aid in its continued assault on Ukraine. If the meeting results in a ceasefire proposal from Beijing, that would only ratify Russia's conquest and give time for Putin to plan a renewed offensive.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff still angry over continued U.S. and South Korean joint military drills. North Korea fired another missile test, claiming it was a simulated nuclear attack.
North Korea's state news agency calling the exercise a stronger warning to the South and the United States. The two allies insist their drills are defensive, but the North views them as a rehearsal to invade.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Will former President Trump be arrested tomorrow? He claimed he would be over the weekend, calling for his supporters to protest. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is urging people to remain calm while also criticizing the investigation in New York City as political.
This is a DA that has watched crime and pride himself on not prosecuting felonies.
District Attorney Alvin Bragg is likely to file charges against Mr. Trump this week related to payments made to adult performer Stormy Daniels under a non-disclosure agreement, which Bragg says was concealed in filings and led to a campaign finance crime.
Fox's Evan Brown. Ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen made those payments and testified against Trump today. Robert Costello will go before the grand jury. He's a former Cohen advisor, expected to contradict Cohen's testimony. Stock futures are rising before the opening bell this hour on Wall Street after two big bank deals. UBS is buying Credit Suisse, which is considered at risk. And New York Community Bank is purchasing assets of the failed Signature Bank. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The Supreme Court will consider several more cases this week. Today, the Navajo Nation will be heard
over their claim that the federal government has violated treaties that ensure their water rights. A case on Tuesday involves Coinbase. A customer sued after he said he was scammed following the opening of a Coinbase account. The justices will hear arguments as to whether customers can pursue litigation, while appeals courts consider if the case must remain in arbitration. Wednesday's arguments involve a trademark dispute between Jack Daniel's and VIP Products over a dog chew toy in the shape of a whiskey bottle with the Jack Daniel's style font, marketing the toy as made by Bad Spaniels. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A former U.S. Marine is fighting extradition back to the U.S. in court in Australia today. Daniel Duggan's lawyer claims before he was arrested in Australia in October, he may have been lured to that country from China, where he'd been living since 2014. Duggan's accused of breaking U.S. law by training Chinese military pilots. There's new research backing up what some military pilots have long suspected.
The year-long Pentagon study shows a 24% higher rate of cancer for military pilots and ground crews compared to the general U.S. population. The new study looked at 900,000 service members who flew or worked on military aircraft between 1992 and 2017. These crew members had an 87% higher rate of melanoma, 39% higher for thyroid cancer, and an increased rate of 16% for both prostate and breast cancers. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
The Cinderella story ended last night for FDU. The team that pulled off a shocking upset as a 16 seed, beating a number one Purdue in the NCAA men's basketball tournament on Friday. Last night, FDU lost to Florida Atlantic 78-70. Coach Tobin Anderson said he's proud.
Didn't back down. Didn't go away. We're not just happy to be here. So I couldn't be more proud of our team, our players, our program.
It's down to 16 teams left in the tournament. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.